Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, July 3rd, 2006. News from Gaza as the situation intensifies. Israeli army invades Nablus and damages the fire station, dairy product factory headquarters, and local TV station. Army arrests three residents from Muskaka village, invades the West Bank cities of Jenin and Tokara. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
The situation in Gaza is intensifying and Gazan civilians are at great risk. Now we have a roundup of recent events there. On Monday in Gaza, Israeli troops killed two Palestinians in two separate incidents. One of those killed was Abdul Rahim Jabbar Daraj, 30, a victim of a targeted assassination, while the other was a member of the Palestinian security forces. Eyewitnesses reported that an Israeli plane fired at least one missile at a vehicle in Beit Hanun, the northern part of the Gaza Strip, killing Abdul Rahim Jabbar Daraj, 30. Two residents were also injured in the attack. The killed member of the Palestinian Security Force was assassinated by Israeli military fire in Beit Hanun after the tanks and panzers advanced 1 kilometre into the area and occupied three houses, turning them into watchtowers. He remains unidentified. This raises the death toll in the Gaza Strip to 5 in the past 2 days, since Israeli soldiers shot and killed 3 Palestinian fighters in Gaza International Airport in Rafah, the southern part of the Gaza Strip.
According to Israeli military sources, soldiers spotted 3 Palestinians heading towards Rafah Airport, which is now completely occupied by Israeli troops. Soldiers claim that they assassinated the 3, alleging that the men were armed with explosives with the intention of carrying out a suicide bombing against the tanks and jeeps. Palestinian factions responsible for the capture of the Israeli soldier released their third military communique, setting a deadline for the conclusion of negotiations. Abu Abaidah, spokesman of Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, said, "Israel has not responded to our two communiques," and warns Israel against not ignoring their demands calling for the release of women and child prisoners held in Israeli jails.
"This is a warning to the Zionist enemy. If they do not respond to our demands, things will be very complicated. The ball is in their court now. If they really care about the life of their soldier, they should respond positively to our demands. It seems that the Zionist enemy has not learned from previous experiences of when we captured Israeli soldiers in the past."
Also on Monday, one resident was critically injured in the Abbasan village east of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip. Tha'er Abu Doka, 16, was injured in an explosion of an unidentified object left by the Israeli army in Abbasan. The boy was moved to a nearby hospital where his wounds were described as critical, medical sources reported.
Israeli army invade Nablus and damages the fire station, dairy products factory, headquarters and local TV station. On Monday at dawn, the Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and attacked the fire station and dairy factory headquarters, causing severe damage. Army jeeps and bulldozers stormed the city and surrounded the fire station and damaged the water tank and pipes, then moved on to a local dairy products factory and closed it, because they claimed it was owned by Hamas. Troops also took over the local TV station in the city and cut off the signal for several hours before leaving. Salam Swedan, the director of the local TV station, comments on the attack.
"After midnight, Israeli troops broke into the TV building located in the middle of Nablus city, where they detained the night shift crew consisting of 3 people and shut our broadcast down until the morning. This is the 5th attack on the station by the army, including arrests, shooting of our co-worker 2 months earlier, shelling of the broadcast tower, and the latest attack, which occurred today before dawn."
No arrests were made, but damage to several homes was also reported during what was described by local residents as barbaric searches carried out by soldiers.
The Israeli army invaded the village of Iskaka near the West Bank city of Salfit and arrested 3 residents, releasing one of the 3 after 2 hours. Troops arrested Abd Allah Haroub and Balal and Abd El Rahman Shaheen after invading the village and searching several houses, local sources reported. The local sources also confirmed that Balal was released after 2 hours, but the other 2 are still held prisoners.
Israeli troops invaded the West Bank city of Tubas early Monday morning and arrested one resident. Marad Khada was arrested when troops stormed the city and fired random rounds of live ammunition, eyewitnesses reported. He was taken to an unknown location, the eyewitnesses added. The Israeli troops chased and attacked shepherds in the Burj area east of the city on Monday. Soldiers attacked while shepherds were herding their sheep in the area and forced them from the area. Soldiers also attacked shepherds who refused to leave, local sources reported. The army claims that the area is a closed military zone.
Monday at dawn, the Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and fired randomly at residents' houses. Troops and army jeeps stormed the city from several directions and fired gas canisters, rubber-coated bullets, and rounds of live ammunition at the residents' homes, eyewitnesses reported. No injuries were reported.
Israeli armed forces invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem Monday morning, storming two local non-governmental organization offices and several shops. Scores of army jeeps and soldiers invaded the Al-Saf area in the city and forced their way into the office of the Orphanage Care Society, a local organization that works with local orphans, and also attacked several shops in the area, eyewitnesses reported. Another force stormed the Islamic Charitable Society, which is a local organization in the nearby city of Beit Zahor that does work with education. Damage was reported in both NGOs and soldiers confiscated computer files and other belongings. Troops also issued a military order that renewed a closure order of the third organization in Beit Zahor. Israeli troops arrested two residents in the village of Al-Shawawa east of Bethlehem during an invasion at dawn. Army jeeps stormed the village from several directions, with soldiers searching several homes before arresting Ibrahim al-Da'awi, 31, and taking him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported.
Israeli forces have attacked and searched Tulkarm Orphanage in the West Bank city of Tulkarm Monday morning. At around 4 a.m., troops and jeeps stormed the house, searched it, then damaged property and left. No arrests were made, eyewitnesses reported.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Ghassan Benoura.